Well, hey, good morning and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. So thankful that you've joined us today. My name is Paul Pretty, and I'm the teaching pastor of our LifePoint Marion campus, which we haven't yet launched, but we are working on it. Please continue to pray for that process. So over the past several weeks on Tuesday mornings, I've been bringing to you just a selection from my personal devotional time. Last week, we took a break from that, and as we had the opportunity to preach and give the message at our Delaware campus, and but today, I'll be getting back to just some different content. In our life group term, we've been in the book of Proverbs. We've got a life group up in Marion, which is great, and we're excited to multiply that in January. And throughout this term, we've been in the book of Proverbs, and this past week, we were in Proverbs 15 through 18. And much of the content of those Proverbs has to do with words, language, and the power of words and the impact of words. And specifically, Proverbs 18, verse 21 stuck with me and has been something I've been thinking about a lot, and I wanted to bring to you as well. So Proverbs 18, 21 says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit." And as we were discussing this as a group, so many of us, I think, have experienced the negative impact of the power of words spoken by the tongue. So many of us, unfortunately, have experienced death through words, and obviously not physically, but in many ways, just sort of spiritually and also in the way that we view ourselves. I know personally, as I was reflecting on this verse and thinking about this verse, I remember something was said to me at a really young age that really shaped the way I viewed my intelligence. It was sort of said to me negatively, and it changed the way I interacted with people, and it really just had this lasting sort of formative impact on me. And I know as parents, as a parent of two little boys, I'm so careful that these things that I say to them, I know they carry such weight, and maybe you've been fearful of that as well. And you know, I hope we're not constantly walking on eggshells, but we do need to think about, gosh, the things that are said have such powerful impact. And so often, as sin has entered the world, those things that are said to us can really work to shape us in a negative sense. And I don't know if that's been true for you. Maybe there's things that you've been holding on to. Maybe there are things that have been said to you that aren't true. And maybe those things have really shaped the way you view yourself. Maybe they've shaped the way you carry yourself. I don't know what it is, but we need to be able to shift the way we view ourselves, the way we operate in the world, to be based upon the word of life, and that is Jesus. And shifting away from these things that have been said to us that are not from Christ. And sometimes the best way to do that is to meditate on Scripture, meditate on what Jesus says about us. And to do that, I've often gone to the book of Ephesians in chapter 1. The Apostle Paul, he talks about all of these spiritual blessings that are ours through Christ. And I just want to read Ephesians 1, beginning in verse 3 for you, because it's just so good. And I hope these can be words of life from the Word, Jesus of life. It says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world." So number one, you're chosen. "That we should be holy and blameless." You are holy, you are blameless through Christ, because he is holy and blameless. "In love, he predestined us for adoption to himself as sons and daughters through Jesus Christ." And so you and I have been adopted into the family of God through Jesus, according to the purpose of his will. So God has purposes and plans for us to the praise of his glorious grace, with which he has blessed us in the beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, for the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight, making known to us the mystery of his will." So there's just so many good things, and I could keep going there, but just being reminded of these words of life that we need to meditate on and to think on, and to particularly in moments where we find ourselves holding on to these things that have been said to us in the past that were meant for destruction. And we can take those thoughts captive And we can replace them with thoughts that are from Christ and words that are from Christ given to us through the righteousness of Christ. And I hope that's impactful for you. I know it has been for me, that I'm not defined by things that have been said to me or about me in a negative sense, but I'm defined by Jesus and what he says is true of me. And the more I can remember that and the more I can walk in that, the more I'll have joy in the salvation I've received through Christ, and the more hopefully others will see that difference and they'll see the beauty of Jesus and get to experience being defined by Jesus as well. And so I just wanted to bring that to you. I hope that's helpful for you as you go into your week and as you go into your day. I want to spend just a minute in prayer. So I'll kick us off in prayer, and then I'll give some time for you to pray as well. And as always, I want to thank you for joining us on the LifePoint Drivecast, and I hope you'll join us again tomorrow. So let's pray. And again, I hope you have a great rest of your day and a great rest of your week. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you that you give us words of life, that you gave us Jesus, and all of these incredible blessings are ours through faith in you, Jesus. And I ask that you would, anybody listening to this who has been maybe shaped by things that have been said to them or about them that are false, that they would be able to replace those things with the truth of the gospel and the truth of who you are, Jesus, and who you make us to be. And God, I ask that in Jesus' name.